Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat today. I tell you, God's going to do some wonderful things for you and for us.
I believe that.
That's the kind of God he is.
He loves to do good for his kids.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what, he's a good father to his family. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'd like you to do something for us, if you don't mind. Tell people about our ministry, if you don't mind, and maybe tell them to come go to our boardroom chats, our Faith to Facts, or your Glorious Living, or you can go to our broadcast television. Watch messages and things. And how many messages do we have on our JDM free app?
I know it's over 400.
My gosh, you could do a long time watching if you want it, because that's a lot of preaching.
A lot of content.
A lot of hours.
We get so many great testimonies and comments from people how they're blessed by that. Yeah. Some of them, when they first find out about us, they start binging on it.
Lot of revelation in there.
Yes.
That's what people need. Revelation is, you know, it's revealed knowledge, you see, and it brings wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge.
Yeah, well, Jesse, I'm so thankful for what God's doing through the social media platform.
Oh, it's a blessing.
You know, currently we have over 1,694,000 followers on all of our platforms. And just in 1 week, we have over 1,171,000. I wrote these figures down just because I got a report earlier in the week. Over 1,171,000 weekly engagements. Now, that's a lot of interaction between
praise
people.
Praise the Lord.
People's hearts getting stirred up, I believe. And we get great testimonies. I have some good ones if you want me to read.
Without sounding like it's bragging, we're saying something right.
Amen.
We're sticking with the words.
And it's touching the hearts of people.
Hallelujah.
If you're being blessed by this chat or anything that we do that you watch on social media, please let us know. We'd love to see read your comments and know that God is touching you and using this platform, because it's a big effort.
Yes, it is.
Just us in front of the camera. Lots of people around here help us to get this done, and we're thankful for our staff and all our partners, too, that help us to do what God's called us to do.
Well, partnership is what it's all about. We couldn't do it without your faithful financial support. You know, like I've said so many times, you've heard me say it, I wish it was free. I really do. But it's not, and that's okay, you know, because I guess people have to make a living, you know, do things of that nature. But we're reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. So if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. I tell you what, I've said it so many times, and I mean what I say. The anointing of increase is on us. I'm telling you, we bring it with us. Hallelujah. And we leave it when we go away to someone, if they'll just believe God. But it always starts with the seed. That's what it is. You know, how do you get a harvest? A seed. Just common sense. So if you'd like to be a partner, you can go to jdm.org and hit the donate button. Whatever you decide to give is your business. You can use PayPal if you like, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want to. Or like I said earlier, you can go to the JDM free apps and select the giving you want. Or you kind of do what I do. You can just mail in an old-fashioned check, and it'll work for you that way. Anyway, nothing too small, nothing too big. We got quite a few big projects that's coming up, and we're just doing stuff constantly every day.
Yes, God always has a plan, something for us to do.
Do you want to read a couple testimonies before we get into this?
I want to read just one testimony before we begin.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you were talking about partnership. And,
yeah.
And, you know, realize when you, it's such a blessing when you realize that people are watching from all over the world.
All over the world.
This one says, my life and my house changed after watching you and Kathy. I was almost lost, but the way you teach the word of the Lord brought me back to the Lord. Right now, we are in a better place with God. I am your partner from Norway, I will continue to partner by the grace. Love you both, and I receive your magazine every month. So ministered to from different ways.
That's a good testament. I've been having Norway on my mind.
I know.
I want to go to Norway. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's
go ahead,
right.
Read some more, and then we'll get into this.
Okay,
I like that.
Melva says, hello, Pastors Jesse and Kathy. I enjoy the Sunday morning service and boardroom chats. I am learning so much. I am so happy to be a partner to the ministry. You always say reaching one soul at a time. So, so love you both and everything you do. I am believing to be debt-free this year.
Amen.
God bless you in the ministry, because it blesses so many people all over the world. I will forever continue to be a partner.
What's her name?
Love, Melva.
Melva, we believe in the name of Jesus that you'll be debt-free in 2025.
Amen.
Lord, me and Kathy debt-free. I don't see why Melva can't be debt-free.
Amen.
You no respect to prayer. We pray right now for great favor to come to Melva.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. I thought I'd pray that.
I love that.
You got
that.
Some more?
I do. We read them all?
Yeah, if you like.
Okay.
Or I can get into the
I'll do this, and then we could get into the word, because I know God put a great word on your heart for this morning. Beta says, watching from Melbourne, Australia. Jason says, good evening from Nigeria. Sigma says joining from Switzerland. Eric says,
I love Switzerland.
It's beautiful. That's a beautiful country. You know, there's beautiful country. All of them are beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's nice up there, man.
But Switzerland.
Switzerland.
The mountains and
and the chocolate.
Can't forget the chocolate.
Took it to that chocolate.
God,
I've never seen that much chocolate.
You get a nose hit when you go through that place.
I'm telling you, they had an Easter rabbit.
The smell.
About 6 foot tall, solid. If I'd have seen that when I was 10 years old, I'd eat it from his ears to his toes.
And it had all color chocolate.
Everything. I had never seen that much chocolate in my life.
It's delicious. And they give you a sample.
Yeah, they gave you a sample. It's a blessing.
Eric says, greetings from your partners here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Hey. I like the Canadians.
This says, my name is Peace from Zimbabwe, and I will continue being
their
a
part. Their name is what?
Peace.
Peace, like
P-E-A-C?
That's a great name. Glory to God.
I will continue being a partner of Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Well, people are talking about partnership all of a sudden, huh?
They know the value of it.
Amen.
Pat says, so thankful to God that someone told me about you guys. I had never heard of you, and now we have been with your ministry since 2015.
Isn't that
thank you so much for being so faithful to God's work.
I like being faithful.
Yes. And this last one says, from Felix, T. Felix says, hi, Jesse and Kathy. Thank you for the daily encouragement that you bring to my daughter and me. We both look forward to the times we spend hearing your teachings and developing our relationship with Jesus. Sarah and I are reminded every day that Jesus loves us and that he wants us totally healed. Every time I talk to her, I ask her, what's the phrase that pays? And he tells me, by his stripes, I am healed.
Praise the Lord. And that's the truth. There's no other choice than the matter. What I like about Jesus, he don't practice. Every doctor I've seen practice. Jesus know what he's doing. You know? He just goes right to
the
problem.
It's the phrase that pays. And that's great. By his stripes, I am healed.
Hallelujah.
That's a great confession.
Well, I got some good news for you today, and it's in this scripture. So if you got a Bible or an iPad, I want you to go with me to the book of St. John, chapter 14. I love this chapter because there's so many great revelations in it, because Jesus is talking all over it, my God. I mean, every way you see him, his words are coming out of his mouth. In St. John chapter 14, verse 1, and I love this. It starts off with this. Now, you want to understand why did he start off with this verse? And that's the chapter 14 of St. John, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. That's a good statement. You know, people say, my God, but Jesse, do you have trouble? No, I don't let my heart. I mean, there's trouble out there, but I don't let it trouble me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Why? Because he said in red, because it's a red letter edition Bible, let not your heart be troubled. Now watch this. You believe in God or the Father, believe also in me.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that. So the way not to be troubled in the world when the world is full of trouble is number one, to believe in God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, and then flow with the Comforter, the Holy Ghost.
You know what the Passion Translation of that verse says?
Say it.
It says, don't worry or surrender to your fear.
I like that, man.
I love that. It says, for you've believed in God, now trust and believe in me also.
I mean, that's the whole key to it, people. And people say, Jesse don't struggle with nothing. Why should I? He did the struggling for me. All I do is keep walking till I get where I'm supposed to go. It's just such a blessing. Now, notice this. Verse 2, it goes off the subject. You know, first he says, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, okay. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Then he starts talking about prosperity. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now, think about that. I mean, that's totally different from verse 1 right there. He said, I just want to let you know you're coming to a good place. See, he's setting us up for something. He said, in my Father's house, or many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Ooh, Lord. Now something is about ready to happen. This verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Now that's the return of Christ. Right there in that little verse. I will come again. I want to tell everybody, whether people believe it or not, Jesus is coming.
Praise
he
God.
Said, I will come again. Watch it. And received you unto myself. So first is the return of Christ, then the reception of Christ. There's a reception. First you got to have a return, then you got to have a reception. Now watch this. He says, receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Now that's the reunion with Christ. That's the return, the reception, and the reunion. Now, that ought to make you happy. Think about that. Jesus is coming. That's why I just stay in the He's coming zone.
I like that. You know, I just thought of another R word.
What's that?
Reward.
And his reward is with him.
That's right.
So when you think about this, the return of Christ, some people say, we don't know if that's true. Well, then you're calling God a liar. You can't call God no liar because the Bible said he's not man that he can.
That's right.
That's the one thing. God cannot lie. So I look every day. I tell people, Jesus is coming. Well, I thought you said he might come today. Well, I say, you said that yesterday. Well, he's coming today. You just keep saying, just keep believing till you see it. That's the return of Christ. Look at that little verse, verse 3, three things in. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to return and receive you unto myself, the reception, that where I am, that you may be also the reunion. See, so when you understand something like that, it's one of the most amazing things to have a great faith knowing that Jesus is coming. That's the good news. See, that's why I ask for partnership. Not so I can get your money, because I'm not a broke man. But I said, God said, go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not some, every one of it. He said, when the gospel is preached to the world for a witness, didn't say they have to receive it, they got to witness it, the end shall come. I'm trying to get him to come earlier. That's what I do. And 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism because we're debt-free. Do you understand what it means by debt-free? We don't pay anybody anything. We don't charge nothing. In other words, we pay it. We buy it. If we put it on a credit card, we don't have credit cards. We have charge cards, which means we pay them every 30 days. You know what I mean? Because the whole world is credit cards or charge cards.
Convenience.
Yeah, we don't pay any interest. They pay us interest. How would you like to get interest instead of paying interest? Think about that for a minute. Well, I want to tell you something. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And at my age, 75 years old, I'm not thinking about retiring. I mean, I could have retired 20 years ago, all day long. See what I'm saying? But why? Because I have a calling and a mission and a commission to preach his glorious gospel to people who need him and let them know that Jesus is coming. So that's the return of Christ. God gave me a point on that. The return is connected with the Spirit's presence and power in the Christian church. So that return is connected with the Spirit's presence. Why? Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he guides you in all truth. Mm-hmm. You see, so have you ever been to a dead church? Why would you want to go back? I mean, my God, do you like living in a cemetery?
Mm-mm.
No, my God, go where there's some life, you see? And so the return of Christ, I get so excited because I really believe it's in the very, very near future. Now, no one knows the day and the hour. Some people have tried to do that. But he said, you can see the seasons, the signs of his coming. And buddy, we are seeing that today.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most amazing things. So that's the return. He said, I'm going to come again. And now watch it. And receive you unto myself. The reception of Christ.
Mm.
Watch that. You ever been to a reception? Somebody get married? Been to a reception? Reception is where the fun is.
You know, some people don't go to the wedding. They just show up at the reception.
And that's where the food is.
That's the music.
It's just night. The reception.
The dancing.
Night. Yeah, whatever they do there, man.
The gifts.
The gifts, and you get to talk to each other and meet people.
Yes.
A reception. That's what he means. He said, and receive you unto myself. See, the body of Christ, which is the church, finally stands with Jesus as a husband and wife. He's the husband and we the bride.
And I got another R word for you.
Go ahead.
Rapture.
The rapture, yeah.
That's what he's talking about right
that's
there.
That's exactly the rapture what he said. Mm-hmm. That is the reception of God. So you're able to go somewhere. How about that wonderful meal?
You know, marriage supper.
The marriage supper of the Lamb. Think about being able to eat and not get fat. Oh, Lord. You know, his sugar has no calories. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just such a blessing to know. I stay stirred up when I think about he is coming.
Amen.
I mean, my Lord. And the reason why I know that, like the other night I was preaching, and the anointing of God came on me because, and not only did it came on me, it came out of me. It was so real. People get knocked out in the Holy Ghost. The word of knowledge was flowing. I mean, people being healed, blah, blah, all kinds of different things. But one day, in the very near future, I believe, we'll be standing face to face. And that's such a blessing. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I pray, I pray like he's standing face to face. To me, that's the return. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Don't you want that? Don't you like that? You should.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's why I do what I do. And when you understand that, man, I think every day we ought to proclaim to ourselves, Jesus is coming. Now, no one knows the day, the hour. Even Jesus doesn't know. I've said this so many times, it's kind of funny. Why doesn't Jesus know? Only the Father knows that. Holy Spirit don't know it. Think about that. Jesus, why? Because if the Father told Jesus, he'd tell us. He'd say, Thursday, 2 o'clock, be ready. You know? Because he just loves us. He can't wait. That's the return of Christ. And then to just fellowship with us. I'm talking like this. Well, I touch him like that, and he touches me like that. And that reception, man, what a blessing.
I think it's just wisdom that for us to not know, because we should live every day in anticipation of his return. You know, some people, the personality is just that way. They feel, oh, he's not coming until next year. I'm going to play and do whatever I want. And really not, that's not a beneficial way to live. They just destroy their spiritual life.
With that parable in the Bible about those the virgins.
Mm-hmm.
And
foolish.
The foolish and the wise.
Yeah.
Then let me tell you something. They were caught. That's an example that we must be ready daily, not just Sunday.
Yeah, and the way we live doesn't just prepare us for the rapture or heaven. It opens up the door to all the blessings that God has for us to live in this life. And we should not just live to ourselves. We should be living to glorify God so that other people will recognize the goodness of God and the fact that they can be born again and their lives can be changed. It's really not about just about us.
That's right. Let me tell you, his return will be just like his departure, number one. It would be visible.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it would be personal. Mm-hmm. Number three, it'll be literal. And number four, it'll be local.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere.
That's good.
All eyes will see him.
That's right.
That's powerful. Now, those are the four things that God gave that to me. Visible, personal, literal, and local.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that didn't believe, they're going to go, oh my God, look at this. This is happening, son. And when you understand that, I love that, he is to come as he went, a visible man. Mm-hmm. Over 500 people saw him go up.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this blows my mind every time I read it. And the statement says in the scripture, and some doubted. How can you doubt? Like now, if I started levitating, I just went out the screen, boom, straight through the thing. How can you say, I see it, but I don't believe it? If that's not deception, I don't know what it is, or just flat ignorance. No, I think it's worse than ignorance. That's stupid. That's just dumb, stupid. My Lord. Local. Man, it's a local thing, a personal thing, a literal thing. I mean, a visible thing. What a blessing of God. That is the return of Christ. But you think we're just going to go, oh, no. He said, come on, we're going to have a marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to have a reception. Do you remember your reception when we got married?
Yes.
Do you remember that? I don't know how many people. It seemed like we had a bunch of people at that. Way more at that reception than we did.
In the church.
In the church, yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. And I mean, in those days, I don't even know if they do that. We went change clothes. We had our going away outfits. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A going away outfit.
I remember that.
You remember what I wore? When I had that blue
thing. You had on a puffy sleeve shirt and a jacket, a suit jacket.
It was the
70s. Without sleeves, so those puffy sheets.
Yeah, like
sleeves.
A vest thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a vest, but it had the lapels like a jacket and bell-bottom pants. I seem to remember it being a soft gray. I'm not sure.
It was actually a blue color.
Soft
like a
blue.
Pinstripe blue, but a soft blue with a white stripe in it. My God, my arm.
Good.
I mean, my arm don't fit in that now. That's how skinny I was. I was little.
What happened to that thing?
You know, what's that?
I wonder what happened to that thing.
I don't know, man. I tell you what, my hair was dark chocolate brown.
Yeah.
Isn't that a blessing? Didn't have one gray hair, not one.
You wanted to be gray. Remember, you were just 20 when you
one
frosted
time I did,
your hair gray.
Yeah, I frosted my hair
you
gray.
You wanted to look older.
I'll never forget when I don't know how
21.
Women can go through pain and suffering trying to look pretty. I sat in that chair, and he put a rubber cap on my head. And then he took a crochet needle or something and began to pull my hair out of these holes. Oh, you talk about hurt. And then I guess he dyed it or whatever, bleached it first. And then I know what it feels like to have a baby. He pulled that off of my head.
That's not.
He was That's
you think you
worst.
Do, but that's not the same thing. Trust me,
buddy,
it's not the
hurt.
Same thing.
I never forget that.
You're such a baby.
I am a baby. I was a wimp. I couldn't help it, my God. But I look good. I thought I did it.
Well,
anyway.
Not really.
Not really? Okay. You know.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, you had pretty hair. Why would you want to do
I don't
that?
Know. You know, just young and crazy, you know.
You wanted to look older.
Yeah, I wanted to look up because I was so young looking now.
Oh, well.
You know, I don't really care if I do look old. It doesn't really make any difference anymore. I just do what I do, you know. But I'm so excited about the return of Christ and the reception of Christ. Now, listen to this. When you understand his return and when you understand his reception, then you're going to understand his reunion. Mm. That where I am, that you may be also. What does that mean? Reunion means our uninterrupted communion with him. Mm. Our entire consecration. Think about to him. Uninterrupted communion. Mm. And a lot of times when Kathy wants me to talk to her, she wants me to look in her eyes. She wants uninterrupted communion. Talk, you know, like she said, if I go somewhere and preach, she said, what happened? I said, we had a good service. You don't want to hear that. Come on, give me detail, you know. Input, you know, that kind of stuff. And she wants me, and I got a habit when I talk to people, I look at like I'm looking at Kathy, then I just kind of look off. And she goes, what you looking at? I don't know. I guess I'm thinking about what I'm saying. I don't know why I do that, but I just do. Reunion. Think about that. Mm. My God, man. What a blessing of God to have Jesus side by side. And we actually have it now. But that will be in a personable, visible, touchable atmosphere.
People love reunions. You know, our family hasn't really done it, but you hear about families who live in different parts of the country. And yeah. On their vacation time, they all have a big reunion.
Right.
They wear the same T-shirts or something.
Oh, yeah, man.
You see families doing planning a vacation. Even when we went to Disney World, I remember seeing a large group of people. Must have been families come together, and they had the same T-shirt. They had their family name on it.
Yeah.
So when we go to heaven, God is going to give us a new robe, a white, a beautiful robe.
Robe
we're
going to
all, huh?
Righteous.
Part of the family.
Well, you know, it reminds me of Christmas and all that kind of, you know, when everybody comes together. You ever been in a house with so many kids and people that you couldn't sit down and eat? That's how we had it at my grandma's. We had, a lot of them was holding their plate with their hand and just eating like that. Everybody had the table full. Same thing with your mom's house.
Yeah.
We used to, I mean, I don't know how we have fit that many people. But what was going on? Reception.
Yeah.
We were just enjoying. Yeah, we loved the food. But, Bob, you had to talk loud. Everybody talked loud. Wah, 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 wah. And everybody, you know, just keep going. And if you wanted to talk to somebody, you had to kind of almost pull them off so you could hear what they were saying.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be for eternity.
Well, we're going to have a place to sit, though. There's a place for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You have to stand up and crowd in the corner.
Oh, no.
It's plenty of space for everybody.
Think about that. So, you know, if you start to get a feeling depressed or discouraged, maybe because something's happening in the world, think about his return. Think about his reception. Hmm. Think about his reunion. Let me read that verse again. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, return, receive you unto myself, reception, that where I am, there you may be also, reunion. That's in St. John chapter 14. Now, when you understand that, then you can understand verse 1 of that chapter, let not your heart be troubled.
That's good.
You believe in God? Yeah, well, believe in me. And then you can understand verse 2. Man, I'm not going to a tent. I'm not going to an outhouse. I'm going in my Father's house in many mansions.
Right.
Wow, God, man. Think about that. That's why I ask people to get saved. Sometimes when I ask somebody to get saved and they get born again, I say, do you hear that sound? They say, what do you mean? That's the hammer, nailing the nail, God building your house. And in my Father's house, he said, God, you see, we got to increase the neighborhood. Somebody got born again. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? I hope you're enjoying this boardroom chat today. This is what the Lord told me to talk about that. And let me tell you something. He's looking forward to it as much as we are. Man, that white horse is going, he ready, son. He said, let's go, baby. I am ready to go. Now, you think about that. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to receive him? If he came today, would you make heaven your home? That's a valid question.
That is.
If not, you can get saved watching right now.
Amen.
How do I do that? Well, number one, repent of your sins. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it.
Another word.
Say,
another
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Say it. Of all my sin.
Of all my sin.
I confess my sin.
I confess my sin.
Right now.
Right now.
I believe with my heart.
I believe with my heart.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
Jesus rose from the dead.
Jesus rose from the dead.
I am saved.
I am saved.
Now, if you prayed that with us, you just got into the kingdom of God. Now, why does religion and the church world make it so hard when it's so simple? Because, you see, it's a prayer of the heart, not of the head, but of the heart, because the real you is the heart. Actually, that's the very first thing that begins to develop when a woman gets pregnant, those heart cells. You see it. It's the most amazing thing to watch that. I've seen it on, you know, on medical shows and things of that nature. And boy, all of a sudden, I mean, then everything begins to start kicking. And what's happening? See, well, something's happening here. And what it is that a new life. You're born again. I say it all the time. If you don't like the way you was born, try it again. It's better the second time around. I'm telling you, it's one of those most wonderful things. See?
I love that.
So are you ready? Are you waiting for him, and are you ready to receive him?
I'm looking for him. You know, I've been waiting for him for a long time now, but I know he's coming. I believe the promise, and our response. So another R word. I keep thinking all these R words.
Let's talk about the R words. Evidently, God wants to talk about those R words.
There's a responsibility that comes with
what's the
hearing.
Reward
is to be with him. He says, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, where is he? He's in heaven right now. He went to heaven when he rose.
And you use an R word to get there, by repenting.
By repenting. That's right.
How many R words you get you wrote down? Got
well,
it?
I don't know. You started it off.
Yes.
With reception, reunion, and then I said reward.
Right.
Then I talked about rapture.
Right.
And now the way you have to repent so that you can receive that reward.
My God, that's a lot of words. We ought to name
and you have a responsibility. Once you hear the truth.
Let's name this boardroom chat the R words. Sounds pretty good, huh? The R words. Think about that, my Lord. I mean, it's just amazing how much... I can't wait to see this. He said, but Jesse, you sound happy. I am happy.
Yeah.
My God, man, do you realize what's that? This is eternity upon eternity with no sickness. What's even better than that, no devil. You'll never hear the word rape. You'll never hear of stealing. No pain. No sadness. No sickness, like I said earlier. Think about it. No jealousy. No envy, none of that. Zero. Perfection. Living with God forever in a beautiful place. Don't you like beautiful houses? When you walk in, you go, ooh. Think about walking all around heaven and then walking past the New Jerusalem into paradise. That's all around that. And then walking to the throne without an appointment. Coming boldly to the throne of grace. Seeing all the biblical characters, your mama, your daddy, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, cousins that all went home to be with the Lord. Seeing them all. Nobody old.
Yeah.
Nobody fat. Good God Almighty. Just perfect. That's what that means by return.
And I'm thinking about another word, restoration.
And restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Just, how about a new body. His glorified manhood passes into ours. You don't have any blood in that kind of body. I call it you have liquid God, for lack of a better way to say it. You know,
new body.
Just flowing through you. Yeah, your new body. You see, this table is made up of molecules. It stops me. My physical body can't go through it. But with that new body, I'll be able to go in between the molecules. Like if Kathy said, I'll be able to put my hand in between her molecules and cells. That's amazing.
I know it sounds far-fetched, but that's really what Jesus did.
When the disciples,
after the death of Jesus, they didn't know he had resurrected.
That's right.
Really, they didn't understand it.
Right.
They were in a locked room praying, and Jesus all of a sudden was in the room with them.
He just can't
walk
through the
wall. Then he says, touch me and feel me. He had a new body.
Give me something to eat.
Yeah,
it's amazing. You don't have to eat because you're hungry. You eat for pleasure. Now, think about that. You don't get hungry. You just do something pleasurable, which is to eat.
Our
whole life, especially in South Louisiana and New Orleans, everything is around eating. If we want to bless ourselves, we go out and eat. and all the other stuff that goes
in
line.
Yeah, we sometimes call it a reward day.
Yes, that's right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I thought of another R word.
What?
Rejoice.
And rejoice.
That makes me happy.
I'm telling you.
I love that word, rejoice.
So how many is that, Chrissy? How many words now?
Oh, my goodness. I got a lot more, too.
How many? 5, 6, 8 words.
Well, we got a lot more I've been writing down here.
I guess I listen to the voice of God. Recover.
Relief. Redemption. Yeah. I'm telling
release.
You.
Release.
Relief.
I know, but release too.
Relief. Yeah, that's another
word. Yeah, you release
word.
The old man.
Yeah.
And receive the new man.
Let go of that old stuff. You don't need that.
I tell you what.
Write that
what
down.
What a blessing. So I wanted to talk about the return and the reception and the reunion, but Kathy came up with all the other R words. Hallelujah, dude. And we start talking about the R words right at the end. We're about ready to go off. But I mean, it's just such a blessing. So
there's
today,
just no limit to the goodness of God.
Oh,
a last word, revelation. God's going to continue to give you a revelation of what really all of these words mean to you today. It's a future thing that we're looking forward to for Jesus' return. But these promises can give you strength today.
All the promises are yea and amen, which means yes, and so be it.
Amen.
It's going to happen. I hope you enjoyed today. Once again, I want to thank all our wonderful partners who help us preach this gospel literally all over the world as we sign off on this boardroom chat. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. And if you are a partner, thank you from the very depths of our heart. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if you'd like to be, you go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit a donate button. Nothing too small and nothing too big because we got big projects. But every gift is so greatly appreciated because it goes to reach people, change lives one soul at a time.
And we know the promise
Amen.
Of Jesus that if you give, it shall be given back unto you, pressed down,
Good
shaken
measure.
Together, and running over. It's another R word.
Yeah.
Running over.
Yeah.
It'll give unto your bosom.
You can do that. And if you want to use PayPal, you can also use that. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. It doesn't make no difference if you want to do it that way. Or you can go to our free JDM app and select the giving you want, or you can mail in your donation, whatever, 100% of it. I hope, I can't say that enough, 100% of what you give goes in the world evangelism could be debt-free. Mm-hmm. You give me $1,000, I'm telling you, I'll get 1,000 new people into the kingdom of God in less than a week. We do it all the time.
Right.
Why? Because we know how to do it. Thank God for technology. And thank God that we're able to reach people and change lives. Sitting right here in a studio in a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you, partners, once again. Remember this, return, reception, and reunion. Because not only have you heard me minister it today, you're going to experience it physically. He's coming.
Amen.
Till next week. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.